Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series, What Happens After Death. In the previous discussion, we wrapped up our elaboration on what experiences barzakh. Is it the soul or the body? The reality is it's both, but primarily the soul. For some, Allah will keep their bodies intact and from time to time return the soul to the body. For others, the body will decompose, but there'll be still some degree of relationship. For others, the body may not exist at all. Maybe the person died in a bomb blast or something. Allah can create another body, and the soul will then be from time to time connected to that body. Or Allah will mete out the punishment or grant the reward to the soul exclusively. But bottom line, barzakh is more about the experience of the soul than the body. But the body does exist, and there is some degree of relationship, and we explain that. We also concluded by saying that the souls of the Anbiya will be at the highest station. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said his last words, Allahumma bir rafiqil a'la, that oh Allah, now I want to reach the highest companion, which is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And after that is the souls of the shuhada. Allah puts them in green birds and they're flying around in Jannah because Jannah has already been created, and they're swinging off the chandeliers and they're enjoying the bounties, and Allah asks them, you want anything else? They say, Allah, what more can we ask for? Maybe you can send us back to the world so we can get shahadat again and we can get this reward again. But obviously that's not possible. They will say, Allah, who will tell our family back home about the delights that we are enjoying? And Allah will say, I will tell your family back home about the delights that you are enjoying. Now, the next question that we touch on is where will the souls of children be? Right. So one is those who are baligh and passed on. They are responsible for their actions. They will either be believers and pious, or unbelievers or impious. Now, the majority of scholars say that the souls of the children who passed away before becoming mature, before becoming legally responsible, will be in Jannah. Imam Ahmad is of the view that there is near consensus on this matter. Like I explained previously, there is the Jannah and Jahannam exists already. Our belief is in that. One narration of Ubayd bin Umair says that there is a tree in paradise which has udders like that of a cow, and the children of the people of paradise will be nourished by it, advancing them to the age of maturity, so they will grow. Another narration mentions, in paradise, there is a tree called Tuba, which is formed of udders, and the children of the people of paradise will feed from it. A woman's miscarried fetus will be in one of the rivers of paradise, developing until the hour is at hand when it will be resurrected as a 40-year-old. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You miscarried a fetus, Allah will nurture that fetus for you in Jannah. Anas radiallahu anhu says that when Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibrahim is my son and he died in the age of suckling. He will have two wet nurses who will complete his suckling in paradise. This narration of Imam Muslim. Then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the children of the Muslims are on a mountain in paradise where Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah will be their guardians. Then when it is the day of reckoning, they will be returned to their parents. Now, where are the souls then in general, right? You talk about, you know, specific souls like that of the shuhada in birds, in green birds, the children in Jannah, etc. In general, the souls will either be in illiyin or sijjin. What is illiyin? Allah says, "Kalla inna kitab al-abrari lafi illiyin." The book of the truly good is in illiyin. "Kalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin." No, indeed, the book of the sinners, the dissolute, is in sijjin. So Qatada says that Abdullah bin Amr used to say about sijjin, it is the lowest earth, and the souls of the unbelievers are there. It is the lowest earth, sijjin. And illiyin, it is the seventh heaven. It is the seventh heaven. It is established, the scholars say, that paradise is above the seventh heaven. And the fire, Jahannam, is beneath the seventh earth. So sijjin is the lowest earth, and illiyin is the seventh heaven. But Jannah is above that, and Jahannam is below sijjin. Wahab bin Munabbah said, Allah has a house in the seventh heaven called the White House, where the souls of the believers gather. When someone from the world dies, the other souls meet him and ask him about the news from the world, just as the one who has been away and comes back into his family, and then they ask him about how the the journey was, or you know, the experience was. There are various verses of the Quran al-Kareem that talk about you know, addressing to the souls. قِيلَتْ قُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. The man who will want his people to know what he's experiencing in terms of delight. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً. Soul at rest and peace, return to your Lord well-pleasing and well-pleased. Enter amongst my slaves, enter my paradise. Then these various other views as to where the soul could be, Allah knows best. Like I said, we don't have full knowledge of what transpires in Barzakh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.